It's Wednesday, February 5th, and this is Brian with the Morning News. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. The first flight carrying detained migrants from the U.S. to Guantanamo Bay headed to the American Naval Base in Cuba as the Trump administration undertakes the initial phases of expanding a small migrant detention center there. A flight Tuesday from Fort Bliss in Texas to Guantanamo, which left in the afternoon, had roughly a dozen migrants on board, people familiar with the matter said. The U.S. base at Guantanamo always has had a facility to detain some migrants, typically those caught heading for the U.S. at sea. The administration has said it would expand operations there to hold up to 30,000. Roughly 200 Marines were dispatched to Guantanamo in recent days, according to a defense official. That number is expected to rise to 500 in the coming days. In other news, Americans are likely to pay more for products from popular Chinese e-commerce platforms like Shein and Temu, as the U.S. Postal Service said it would stop accepting parcels from China and Hong Kong. The move was announced Tuesday, coming after the U.S. imposed an additional 10% tariff on Chinese goods and ended a customs exception that allowed small-value parcels to enter the U.S. without paying tax. It will likely impact online shopping destinations like Shein and Temu, popular with younger shoppers in the U.S. for cheap clothing and other products, usually shipped directly from China. Cheap direct postal service helps these companies keep costs low. The temporary suspension by USPS is likely to delay shipments and could mean higher prices in the long term. In world news, at least 11 people, including the gunman, were killed Tuesday at an adult education center in what Sweden's prime minister called the country's worst mass shooting. Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson gave a news conference in the aftermath of the tragedy, which happened on the outskirts of Örebro. The city is about 125 miles west of Stockholm. The school, called Campus Risbergska, serves students over age 20, according to its website. Primary and upper secondary school courses are offered, as well as Swedish classes for immigrants, vocational training, and programs for people with intellectual disabilities. Today we have witnessed brutal, deadly violence against completely innocent people, Kristersson told reporters in Stockholm. This is the worst mass shooting in Swedish history. Gun violence at schools is very rare in Sweden, but there have been several incidents in recent years in which people were wounded or killed with other weapons such as knives and axes. Meanwhile, Syria's interim president on Tuesday called for international pressure on Israel to force it to withdraw from the buffer zone in southern Syria. During a visit to the Turkish capital, Ahmad al-Sharaa also said Turkey and Syria were building a joint strategy to confront security threats to both countries. We discussed the threats that would prevent the unity of Syrian lands in northeastern Syria, the former rebel leader said following talks with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. We also discussed the need for international pressure on Israel to withdraw from the buffer zone in southern Syria and implement the 1974 agreement. Al-Sharaa, who was appointed interim president last week after leading the insurgents who toppled President Bashar Assad in December, was in Turkey for talks that focused on Syria's economic recovery, as well as the presence of Kurdish-led forces in the north of the country that Turkey considers to be a security threat. And President Donald Trump is expected to attend the Super Bowl at Caesars Superdome in New Orleans on Sunday, a White House official told CNN. With his Sunday attendance, Mr. Trump will make history as the first sitting U.S. president to attend a Super Bowl. There is a significant security presence around the Super Bowl, with or without a presidential visit, but a source familiar with the planning described heightened preparations ahead of Mr. Trump's attendance. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem shared photos from Caesars Superdome on Tuesday, where she is overseeing the security measures. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the Morning News. Share this with a friend and subscribe to us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.